Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadik Beis, and we are at the last line of that Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, Omar Le Ravino Le Ravashi. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Rufua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza and Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadu L'chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the first part of today's daf is very much a continuation of the previous dafin, and that is an analysis of the Shitois of Reb Meir, the Chachamim, and Reb Shimon in the first Mishnah in Perek Kol Gagos. The Mishnah began with Reb Meir's halacha, Kol Gagos Ho'ir, Rishus Achasen. All the rooftops of a city are considered one Rishus with regards to Shabbos, meaning even though there's a takanas chachamim that you're not allowed to carry from one person's Rishus HaYachid to another person's Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos, all the gagos, however, are considered one Rishus. Reb Meir therefore says, you're allowed to carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof. The caveat, of course, is it's only true for kelim sheshafsu bigag b'knisas haShabbos. If the keli that you want to carry, however, was inside a house in the beginning of Shabbos, then of course this halacha wouldn't be true. But assuming the keli was shavas in a gag in the beginning of Shabbos, you'd be allowed to take it from one roof to another. Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said, kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmai. Kishem shediyurim chalukim lamato, kach diyurim chalukim lamailo. The roofs are just an extension of the house. And just like you're not allowed to carry from Reuven's house to Shimon's house without an eruv v'chatzeres, so too you're not allowed to carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof without an eruv v'chatzeres. Rav Shimon took it a step further, or several steps further, and he said, "Echad gagoyz ve'echad chatzeres ve'echad karfifoyz rishus achasein lekelim sheshavsu l'toychon." We saw in the Gemara on Daf Tzadik that Rav Yehuda the Amora said that even though in the Mishnah Rav Meir and the Chachamim were only talking about roofs, but that's pashit that the halachos of Rav Meir and the halachos of the Chachamim are true not only for roofs but for chatzeros and karfifos as well. Meaning, Rav Meir that said kol gagos ha'ir rishos achas would maintain that all the chatzeros of the city are rishos achas and all the karfifos of this city are rishos achas. In fact, the Chachamim as well, Yisoid would agree that all the gagos and all the chatzeres and all the karfifos are considered rishos achas. The Chachamim just hold that as it relates to gagos, there's a svar of kishem she diyurim chalukin lamato, kach diyurim chalukin lamailo. But be'etzem, Rav Meir and the Chachamim are in agreement that all the secondary rishuyos as it relates to Shabbos, gag, chatzer, karfif are all treated as subclasses that are more kuladig than a house, where that although with regards to a bias, you're not allowed to carry it from Reuven's bias to Shimon's bias, that was the takon of Shlomo HaMelech, that's the context of Maseches Erevin, but gagois, chatzeres, and karfifos are going to be treated differently. Reb Shimon is the biggest mekel. Reb Shimon said, echel gagois, ve'echel chatzeres, ve'echel karfifos, they're all considered one rishos. So not only can you carry from one gag to another gag, like Reb Meir says, not only can you carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, that both Reb Meir and the Chachamim say, you can even carry from a gag to a chatzer, to a karfif, back to a chatzer, back to a gag, and that's why the Gemara brings in different places, Maisa Shahaya, Kachaya, where people went and they carried, it was all going with the Shita of Reb Shimon. That's an extremely abridged version of the Shita of Reb Yehuda, of the three Shitas, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, and the Chachamim. But two important caveats as they segue into today's daf. Number one, the halacha is like Reb Shimon. We paskin like Reb Shimon. Very important. We paskin echel gagos, echel chatzeres, echel karfifos. The halacha is their rishus achas as it relates to Shabbos. Number two, the only time it's true that you're allowed to carry from one rishus to another rishus, whether it's Reb Meir who says you can carry from a gag to a gag and from a chatzer to a chatzer, whether it's the Chachamim that say you can carry from a chatzer to a chatzer, a karfif to a karfif, Reb Meir also holds you can carry from a karfif to a karfif, whether it's Reb Shimon that holds you can carry from a gag to a chatzer to a karfif, it's only kelim sheshafsu b'chatzer, kelim sheshafsu b'karfif, kelim sheshafsu b'gag. But if the keli was shavas inside the house, then the halacha is it wouldn't be okay. It's because of that we have another machlokes on Meiran. Rav said that being that the only time it would be okay to carry mechatzer legag lekarfif alibed Reb Shimon, who we paskin like, which is why Rav was talking alibed Reb Shimon, is if the keli was shavas in the chatzer or in the gag or in the karfiv. So it's for that reason, says Rav, I want to say a chiddush, that if you have a chatzer that have a bunch of houses that open up into the chatzer, and the house is made in a ruve chatzeros, you wouldn't have Rav Shimon's halacha. The reason is because, being that Rav Shimon's halacha is only true for a keli that wasn't shavas inside the bayis, if there's an eruve chatzeros, is a very good chance that you're going to have kelim in the chatzer that was shavas in the bayis. How did it get from the bayis to the chatzer? Through the eruv. So now I'm a little worried, because certain kelim you'd be allowed to carry mechatzer lechatzer, other kelim you wouldn't be allowed to carry mechatzer lechatzer. To say these kelim, yeah, those kelim, no, that makes me super uncomfortable. And as a result, Rav said, I'm going to say a chiddush, that the only time Rav Shimon said is halach of echad gagas, echad chatzeres, echad karfifos, meaning the only time the halach is echad gagas, echad chatzeres, echad karfifos, because again, we pass like Rav Shimon, is b'shaloy eruv, if there was no eruv. But if there's an eruv, not, how could an eruv make it worse? It's based on this gzera, because once is an Erev, so now it's possible you're going to have in the chatzah not only kelim that was shavas in the chatzah, but even kelim that was shavas in the bayis. And as a result, said Rav, I'm worried because of this gzera, so I don't want you to carry at all, even the keli that was shavas b'toich hachatzah. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel argued. Rabbi Yochanan said that no, according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't matter if it was irvu or lo irvu. Even if you made an Erev, which means there will be kelim potentially in the chatzah that was shavas in the bayis, you still let it carry the keli that was shavas in the chatzah. Of course, you're not let it carry the keli that was shavas in the bayis. The chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel is that they weren't concerned. They didn't make a gzera. And the Gemara said, "Maskef l'Rav Chizda, tzadik aleph amid aleph." The Shmuel for Rabbi Yochanan, why wouldn't you go ahead and make such a gzera? And what did Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say? It's Rabbi Shimon l'tameh, because Rabbi Shimon l'shitase, we know from other areas in Masechtas Erevin, didn't make this gzera. The three yidden that were spent Shabbos together on the side of the road, as it relates to Eruv Tchumim, the Gimel Chatzeres that open up to each other, with A made an Eruv with B, B made an Eruv with C, but A and C didn't make an Eruv. And it doesn't matter, the halacha is you can carry from A to B and from B to C. How can you carry from B to C? If you can carry from A to B, maybe there'll be a keli that started off Shabbos in A, in B, and now you're telling me I can carry from B to C, kelim that were in B in the beginning of Shabbos, but not kelim that were in A in the beginning of Shabbos. This is mamish this gzera. So you see, Rav Shimon didn't make the gzera. So Rav Shimon l'tameh that didn't make this gzera. So it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. So Rav was worried. So Rav said only lo yirvu, but irvu, I'm worried. Therefore, the gzera. Rav Shimon l'tameh said Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold this gzera. But we would have chapa nafgemina. We spoke out and we saw it in the daf yesterday that even according to Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, there'd be a chilik between irvu and lo yirvu. The nafkamina would be according to a mayor. The nafkamina would be according to the chachamim. According to a mayor and the chachamim, in the event that you want to carry mechatzel lechatzer, you want to carry megag legag, where the halach is, again, you can only carry a keli that was shavas in the chatzer, a keli that was shavas in the gag. Over there, even Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the only time it's okay is if it was lo yirvu. But if it was irvu, it would be a problem. Why? Because of the gzera, Rav's gzera. I have to be geyser. Don't carry the keli that was shavas in the chatzer, because maybe you're going to carry the keli that was shavas in the bayis. I thought Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan said bein irvu bein lo irvu. That was all alibi the Rab Shimon. V'Rab Shimon l'tameh. But in the Chachamim you don't have a Rab Shimon l'tameh. Rab Meir, I don't know where Rab Meir's sheet is. And as a result, this is all going to be true in sheetas Rab Shimon. It's not going to be true according to Rab Meir in the Chachamim. But although it's only true according to Rab Shimon, the fact that it's true according to Rab Shimon is very valuable, which is why we're discussing this in such great detail. It's because we paskin like Rav Shimon. So at the end of the day, as it relates to the academic standpoint, yeah, we have a machlokes Rav keneged Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan in shitas Rav Shimon. Could be according to Rav Meir and the Chachamim, we wouldn't have the machlokes, because there Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rav. But as it relates to halacha lemaisa, being that we pass like Rav Shimon, so halacha lemaisa, we have a machlokes Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin echad gagas, echad chatzeres, echad karfifos, they're all rishos achas. Halacha lemaisa, is it true only if lo yirvu or even if irvu? According to Rav, it's true only if lo yirvu. According to Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to be true bein irvu, bein lo yirvu. On that note, Ravina told Rav Ashi, "Miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi." Could Rabbi Yochanan have said that? Said what? Number one, halacha ki Rab Shimon, and number two, that the halacha is like Rab Shimon bein irvu. Bein loy irvu, but for Amr Rabbi Yochanan said something else. Halacha kistam mishno. Rabbi Yochanan said we always pass like kistam mishno. Time we learned to the stam mishno. Koysol shebein shtei chatzeres. If you had two chatzeres that were side by side and there was a wall in between, so we said if the wall was gavaya sabar reichav arba, if it was 10 tefachim tall, it was 4 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim thick. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'emen arvin echad. So this koysol divides the chatzeres into two. As a result, if you want to make a roof of chatzeres, each chatz would have to make his own independent eruv. If you want to unite it and combine it into one, that's not something you'd be allowed to do. Hayu peroshay peros. The mission continued, and the mission said, what would be if on the top capital wall, there was fruit. So Eloi l'mekam v'oichlin, Eloi l'mekam v'oichlin. Anybody that wants to go on top of the wall and eat fruit is allowed to eat fruit. U'bilvad shelo yaridu l'mata. But you have to make sure that you're not going to take the fruit down. Why? Because the wall, being that it's gevaya asara and it's rachav dal, it has the dimensions of a rishus hayachid. There was no eruv chatzeris made. So as a result, you can't now carry from your chatzer to the wall, because you're carrying essentially from one Rishos HaYachid to another Rishos HaYachid. That's the Mishnah. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Fate the Gemara, Gevaldige kasha. What's the problem with carrying from a chatzer to a koisel? See, when we learned this Mishnah originally, we hadn't learned Perakol Gagas yet. So we couldn't have appreciated this kasha. Truth is, if you go back on that Mishnah, Toisvis and that sugi already starts draining sich with all these cheshbainas. But again, it was hard to appreciate it at the time because we didn't learn this Gemara yet. But now that we're looking in this sugya, the sugi of Echa Gagas, Echa Chatzeris, Echa Karfifos, if you have a keli that was shavas inside the chatzer, why can't I take it from the wall down to the chatzer, back up to the wall, because I'm carrying Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaYachid. The chatzer is not a regular Rishos HaYachid, and the wall's not a regular Rishos HaYachid. So if the wall and the chatzer are both not regular Rishos HaYachids, so what exactly should be the big deal? So why would the Mishnah say that it's not okay? L'chayra, it should be okay. Now, here's the punchline. The Mishnah, does it hold? Is it going according to Rav Meir? Is it going according to Chacham? Is it going according to Rav Shimon? So we have a clue. Because if Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Shimon, of course on Daf Tzadik Aleph, I'm an Aleph, all Dami Ron paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is Stam Mishnah, that means the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you can zikha carry from a chatzah to a wall. You can carry from a chatzah to a karif, to a gag, to, of course, it's even to a mavli we saw in yesterday's up. So avad you'll carry. So there's no shayla that you'd be allowed to do. So what's the problem? So why did the Mishnah say, Eloi l'mekam v'oichel, Eloi l'mekam v'oichel? Why can't I bring it down to the chatzah? As long as this food was shavas in the chatzer, it shouldn't be a problem. You're making a blanket statement that I'm not allowed to take it down. Why should I be able to? Because I'm carrying? No, there's no problem over here. Because I didn't make an Erev? Because my chatzer belongs to me and the kaisa belongs to me and my neighbor? Who cares? It's a chatzer mishutefes. There's no problem over here. It's kelim sheshavas b'chatzer. I can jump all over town. They used to carry the aluntis and the shemen. You see, you could do it. So what's the problem? Why should this be any different? You know what the teretz must be, Zok the Gemara? Teretz must be, maybe the Mishnah's talking about where you made an Erev. And maybe the only time Rav Shimon said his halacha is if you didn't make an Erev. The problem is, if that's the case, we have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, that was the kasha. So, oh, Malay Rabbi Nila Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Nila told Rav Ashi, me, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Could it be that Rabbi Yochanan holds the halachas like Rav Shimon and bein irvu, bein lo irvu? If that's the case, how are you going to gives a chanetza with this Mishnah? There's no way to make an akimta in this Mishnah. You see, according to Rab, you could always say the Mishnah's talking about Kishirvu. Oh, once Kishirvu, you have no Shitas Reb Shimon anymore. So I'm not allowed to carry from the Chatzah to the Kaisel. Why? Because of Gzeira. Atu, what's going to happen? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Bein Irvu La Irvu. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, maybe my Lemata, Lemata Lebatim. Maybe when the Mishnah said that Eloi Mekamba Oichlin, Eloi Mekamba Oichlin, Ubavach Leirido Lemata, it meant Leirido Lemata bring it into a bias. Could be you let her bring it into the Chatzah. Maybe in a Chanami. Maybe you let her bring it into the Chatzah. We're talking about bringing it into the bias. But the Gemara says, Vatani Reb Chiyo, Chia told a Bryce and said, so Rashi has two girsois on what the girs is. We'll go with the second girsa in Rashi because it's a little bit easier. It's the fourth line from the top, the last wide line. Lishnachrina, Rav Chiya said, that Rav Chiya had a girsa that said, not ubevad shelo yaridu lamata, but rather ubevad sheyeheze oimid bimkoyma. You have no choice, but you have to eat it, the food on top of the wall. So you see, clearly, you're not allowed to bring it down. So if you're not allowed to bring it down, it's mefurish. So luchura, what's the problem? Must be b'sheirvu. I, Rabbi Yochanan, holds bein irvu, bein lo irvu. Amalei, so the Gemara says, he told him back, v'chi Rabbi lo shana, Rav Chiya minayin loy. I mean, it's very nice that Rav Chiya had a braisa and said, u'bevad, sheyehei ze oimid b'mkoymoy. But that's not the Giris in the Mishnah. The Giris in the Mishnah is, u'bevad, shelo yoyridu lamata. And we can't go ahead and change a Giris in the Mishnah because of something that Rav Chiya said. So at the end of the day, zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan holds that locha is like Rav Shimon. And he holds Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu. And Rabbi Yochanan also holds that loch is like the Stam Mishnah. How could you have a Stam Mishnah that seems to suggest you're not allowed to carry from a wall to a chatzer, according to Rabbi Shimon? What could possibly be the problem? Irvu, Rabbi Yochanan holds Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu. You always have Rabbi Shimon. Teretz says, what is the meaning of Avad Shalei Rido Lamata, Shalei Rido Labatim? It started off Shabbos on top of the wall. And we're saying that you're not allowed to bring it into the bais. I, Reb Chiya, had a girso, b'vachi e'enecha b'koyna. Yeah, Reb Chiya had that girso. But v'chi Rebbe v'shana, Reb Chiya mina ayamoy. If Rebbe didn't say that in the Mishnah, Reb Chiya, l'chura, has no right to go ahead and change what Rebbe said. So as it relates to halacha, we go with the girso that we have in the Mishnah, which is the girso of Rebbe, not this girso of Reb Chiya. Vaiter me inyan le inyan, very much be'oysa inyan. Itmar, shtei chatzeres, v'chur v'achas b'neim, there were two chatzeres, and there was one churva that was in between the two chatzeres. So a churva in Erevin is treated very much like a chatzer, a gag, a karfif. It's a rishus hayachid. You're not allowed to carry there unless you have an Erev. But of course, it's not a primary residence. It's not a primary rishus. It's more of a secondary rishus. So you have two chatzeres, and there was a churva beinayim. Achas Erevav, achas lo Erevav. One of these two chatzeres made its own Eruvit chatzeres, and the other one did not make its own Eruvit chatzeres. Amar Rav Huna, it's a Rav Huna, who Rashi says was a Talmud Muvik of Rav, said, Noisnin oisa lezusha lo yirva, avalishne irva loy. The chatzah that didn't make an Erev would be allowed to carry a keli from their chatzah to the kurva. A keli that was shavas in the chatzah. But the point is, you'd be able to carry from the chatzah to the kurva. But the chatzah that made the Erev would not be allowed to. Why would Rav Huna say this? Because again, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, and this is Rav's Shita. Rav says that the only time you're allowed to carry Michatzel Lechatzer, Migag Lechatzel Lekarfif, in this case, Michatzel Lechurva, the only time this is true is if you didn't make an Erev. But once you made an Erev, you're not allowed to, because if you're going to carry something that was Shavas in the Chatzer, you may end up carrying something that was Shavas in the Bayis. If there was no Erev, it's Mutter. If there's an Erev, it's also, again, this is an example of where an Erev actually makes it worse. Kolamoisiv Gareya. Because you have an Erev, you can actually do less carrying. Zokta Gemara. So that was what Rav Huna said. Dilma asked the fuki money the batam lechurba, right? He explained what the gzeir was. Chiba Rav, Machiba Rav, who was also a Talmud of Rav, was also Rav's son. Chiba Rav said, Aflisha Irva. I heard my father Rav say a little different. He said, I heard Abba say, Rashi says. What did Abba say? Abba, incidentally, was Rav's name, but he meant his father. What did Rav say? Aflisha Irva. Meaning both. Both what? Both mutter or both aser. So Chibar Rav explained v'shteyem asuris. It's pashit that what he meant was v'shteyem asuris, meaning loy mi baya, the chatzah that made an erev is not allowed to carry into the korva, but even the chatzah that didn't make an erev is also not going to be allowed to carry into the chatzah. Now, what would be the svar in that? Why should the chatzah that didn't make an erev be allowed to carry into the chatzah? Chatzah to a korva. This is perikol gagas. Everyone should hold this is okay. What would be the problem? The teretz is because being that there's two chatzeres that open up to the korva and one of them can't carry to the korva, so now we're going to make a gzeira that the other one shouldn't carry into the churva either. Meaning, the one that made an Erev can't carry because of the gzeira, you may carry kelim sheshav subatay chabayis. So once we're not allowing the one that has the Erev, we're not going to allow the one that doesn't have the Erev because we're afraid that if you're going to allow the one that doesn't have an Erev, you may allow the one that has an Erev. What's the obvious question? It's a gzeira l'gzeira. So if it's a gzeira l'gzeira, that should be a problem. I'm Brishon. But either way, this is what Chiya by Rav said, for sure Rav meant. Meaning Rav didn't say this. Rav just said aflish Erev. He said, there's two chatzeres, one made an Erev, one didn't make an Erev. Rav Huna's understanding, his Kabbalah from his Rebbe Rav was, there's a chilik between the one that made an Erev, the one that didn't make an Erev. The one that made an Erev is more chomer, can't. The one that made an Erev can't. Chibar Rav said, no, I heard differently. I heard that they're both the same. What does it mean they're both the same? They're both aser. And he explained, the imploy m'shteyem mutarois. Maybe what my father meant when he said afle shiva wasn't shteyem mutarois, asurois. Maybe he meant shteyem mutarois. That not only is the one that didn't make an Erev mutter, but even the one that made the Erev is mutter as well. He said, but if that's the case, mipnei ma'in noisnin chatzer shaloy irva, lechatzer sheirva. If that's the case, when you have two chatzeres, the halacha should be the same thing. And we know the halacha is not the same thing. You're not allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer if one of the chatzeres made an Erev. So if the chatzer made an Erev, you're not allowed to carry mechatzer lechatzer. Even Kalim Sheshav Subatecha Chatzar, because of Gzeira Kalim Sheshav Subatecha Bayis. So that for sure has to be the case. That has to be Yasa. If they're both the same, that means in this case, even the one that was lawyer, it was always also going to be Yasa. Because if Shteyam is Mutaris, then this contradicts the basic halacha of Rav. What's Rav's basic halacha? That the only time it's mutter is when it was lo irvu. But when if it's irvu, it's going to be a problem. Tosis mutches a little bit. Why the Gemara had to say mipnei ma'i nois nechatzah shelo irvu lechatzah she'irvu? Who cares if the other one was lo irvu? It sounds like you're not let to carry from a. Why is it that the lo irvu to the irvu? The point is why you're not let to carry mechatzah lechatzah when you made an irvu. And from the fact that Rav holds that when there's an irvu, you're not let to carry mechatzah lechatzah, so that means for sure the one that made an irvu is going to be awesome. And if he said they're both the same, it means even the one that didn't make an Erev is going to be the same as well. But the Gemara says it's not Mukhach. The Gemara is Doicha. So the Gemara, maybe no. Maybe when Rav said Afle She'irvo, he meant not Shtei Masuroi, Shtei Mutaris. What's the Kasha? I thought Rav holds, and whenever you make an Erev, it's always going to be Aser. No, maybe Rav only said it by a Chatzah L'Chatzah. But Zok the Gemara, maybe Rav never said it by a Chatzah to a Churvo. What's the difference? Same as a Chatzah to a Chatzah. Or a chatzah to a churva. Again, the Gemara is suggesting that maybe Rav held that everyone's allowed to carry. Both chatzeres are allowed to carry to the churva. Sai, the one that didn't make the Erev, that's Pashit. And even the one that did make the Erev. I, Rav, holds if you make an Erev, you're not allowed it because of Exer. That's chatzah to chatzah. Maybe not chatzah to churva. What would be the chilik? So the Gemara, I'll tell you what the chilik might be. Hasam, keep the mintery mani debatim b'chatzer, asni lafuke. There's always a kishash that a person's going to take kalim out of his house and bring it into his chatzer on Shabbos. Why? Because a chatzar is protected. So being that it's protected, it's mishtameris. So why would you have a problem doing it? But over here, hacha b'churva, kibet le'mantari money de chatzar b'churva le'yasi lafuke. Could be the gzera is not such a gzera. So what's the gzera? You're going to take a keli from your bias, bring it into your chatzar, and carry it from the chatzar to the churva. You're not going to take your good kelim and bring it into the churva. Bring it into the chatzar. Yeah, churva no. So could be the gzera didn't pass by churva. And maybe that's why Rav held shnei amutaris. So chiba Rav heard Rav say that the both the same. The Gemara assumes for sure, oh, it must be both aser, because Irvu is zecha aser. No, Lav Dafka. I mean, Rav said Irvu is aser. Rav was talking about chatzal l'chatzar, where it's a reasonable gezeira. Could be chatzal l'churva, it's not such a reasonable gezeira. In fact, the Gemara has an ikad amri, where that's really what Rav Chiba Rav said. Ikad amri, Chiba Rav amar, afle she'irvu v'shteya mutaros. They're really both going to be mutav. In taimar, freik the Gemara, she'im asuros. How do you know, says the Gemara, Chiba Rav, that when Rav said afle she'irvu, he meant she'im asuros. Maybe he meant and Vaharaya makes sense that he meant Shtei Masuras, because that's Rav Shita. Rav Shita always is that if it was Loi Irvu, you're not allowed to carry. The Teretz is Hasam, keeping the Mantri, Mani, the Batim, the Chatzar, like Sharabu, Rabbanon, the Asi, Lafuki, Abba, Bechur, but like Mantri. Maybe the only time Rav was Machmer was in that case where there's a reasonable Gzera. So yeah, there's a Chshash. You may take from your house into the Chatzar, but to take from your house to the Chatzar to the Churva, being that it's not protected in the Chatzar, it's not Mistake. You're going to do it, so it could be over there. It's going to be mutter. So what's coming out from this Gemara is a potential caveat, and that is it could be, even though Rav's Shita seemed to be very firm in the Gemara, and that is the only time you're allowed to carry kelim sheshafsu b'chatzer, mi'chatzer l'chatzer, mi'gag l'gag, mi'gag l'chatzer l'karif. If the only time that would ever be, even a Reb Shimon said it, who usually doesn't make zeris like this, but the only time it's going to be mutter is if there was no erev. Because if there's an erev, there's a gzera. If you may carry kelim that was shavas b'teich abayis, that's only if the place you're carrying to is a chatzer. It's a place that on some level is mishtameris. A gag was mishtameris. But if you're going to take it to a churva, which was not mishtameris, it was somewhat hefker, people would come in and go out. So over there, you don't have the concern, and as a result, it could be there's a tzad in the Gemara that maybe Rav would treat that differently. Zok the Mishnah weiter. And this next Mishnah is going to introduce an idea that we've seen throughout the Masechta, literally going back to the very, very beginning of the Masechta, but now that we're learning Kol Gagos, we'll be able to appreciate it a little bit better. Zok the Mishnah. Gag Gadol, Samach Lekatan. There was a Gag Gadol, a wide roof that was next to a narrower roof. So the Halach is HaGadol. You're allowed to carry on the Gag HaGadol. V'HaKatan Aser, you're not allowed to carry on the Gag HaKatan. Chatzah Gadol, Shnifzah Lekatan. Same Halach, if you had two Chatzeres. One was a bigger Chatzah that opened up to a smaller Chatzah, Gadol Muteres. The bigger one is going to be Motav Ketan Asura, and the smaller one's going to be Aser. And the reason is, because we look at the smaller one as if it's the Pesach of the Gadol. We'll see very much in the Gemara what that last line means. But the basic premise of the Mishnah is that if you have a Gag Gadol that's Samach to a Gag Katan, or you have a Chatzah Gadol, that's nifritza, and it opens up into a chatzah katana. So what's the halacha? You're allowed to be metaltal in the gagodol. You're allowed to be metaltal in the chatzah gadoila. You're not allowed to be metaltal in the gag katan. You're not allowed to be metaltal in the chatzah katana. So what's pashup shot in this halacha? So let's just pick chatzah. It's the same for gag and chatzah, just to keep it simple. Let's just pick chatzah. So you have a chatzah gadoila that opens up into a chatzah katana. So they literally meet, and there's no mechitza that's separating the chatzah gedoyla and the chatzah katana. It's completely exposed one to the other. If you're standing in the chatzah katana, on the side where the chatzah katana meets the chatzah gedoyla, you're going to have your three walls, and that one side is going to be completely exposed to the chatzah gedoyla. If you're standing in the chatzah gedoyla, facing the chatzah katana, you're not going to see one side that's completely exposed to the chatzah katana. What you're going to see is a very wide gap. How wide? As wide as the chatzah katana, which has no mechitza, but at the same time, there will be a mechitza. The two side posts, what we know as the gifufin. Why? Because again, if the chatzah gedoyla was 15 amos wide, and the chatzah katana is 10 amos wide, so you're going to have 2.5 amos or 2.5 amos on each side. And that in and of itself constitutes a mechitza. L'may nafkamina, in the event that the two chatzeros did not make a roof of chatzeros one with the other, we know the halacha is that if you have a makom that's nifratz b'meloyoy, l'makom ha'asaloy, the halacha is that makom has a din of a karmelis. And you're not allowed to be metaltov, yoyis v'midalarabas. If you're nifratz to a makom, but not b'meloyoy, so as long as you have a mechitza there, even if the mechitza doesn't go from sea to shining sea, it doesn't matter. As long as it's oisgehalten in hilchas mechitza, it's oimid merubar laparutz, you don't have any gap that's more than 10 amis, you could have gaps up to 10 amis, is fine. So then the halach is, it's going to be considered a regular kaisel. So in this case, where the chatzah katana opens up to the chatzah gedoyla, if you're standing by the chatzah katana, there's no gefufim. So it's nifritz b'mloy l'makom ha'asala, it's going to have a din of a karmelis, it can't be medal to yoyis medal rams. If I'm standing in the chatzah gedoyla, I have two gefufim. So as long as the width of the chatzah katana is less than 10 amis, so I look at it as the Pesach of the chatzah gedoyla, and as a result, halach is it's not nifritz b'mloy l'makom ha'asur. I'm surrounded. You're not surrounded. So even though it's literally one scenario, it's one snapshot, it's one picture in your picture book. But at the same time, depending on whether you're standing in the chatzah katana looking towards the chatzah gedoyla, or standing in the chatzah gedoyla looking towards the chatzah katana, it's going to happen afkamin. If I'm in the katana looking towards the chatzah gedoyla, I'm nifritz b'mloya, I'm standing in a karmelis, I can't be metal to yoyis medalams. If I'm in the gedoyla looking towards the katana, I'm not in a makim that's nifritz b'mloya. As a result, I could be metal to yoyis medalams. And this halacha is true for chatzah, this halacha is true for gag. It makes no difference either way. What's the Havana that we can appreciate a little bit more now that we're learning Kol Gagas that we couldn't earlier? And Rashi speaks it out right here in the Mishnah. And that is, if I have two chatzeres that are side by side, and I didn't make an eruv chatzeres from one to the other, is it so posh that I'm not allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer? Rameyer, the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon all hold you're allowed to. Kalim sheshavsu b'chatzer avadu you're allowed to. The Chachamim argue they hold Kol Gagas, you're not allowed to. Rameir has a Shiti, you're not allowed to carry from a Gag to a Chatzar. Rameir and the Chachamim both hold you're not allowed to carry from a Gag to a Karfif, from a Chatzar to a Karfif. The Shimon Grada holds you can carry from a Gag to a Chatzar to a Karfif. Everybody holds you're allowed to carry from a Chatzar to a Chatzar. Even Gag the Gag, Rameir holds you're allowed to carry from a Gag to a Gag. Rav Shimon holds you're allowed to carry from a Gag to a Gag. The only one that holds you're not allowed to carry from a Gag to a Gag is the Chachamim. Kishem Shidurim Chaluk Lamata, Kach Durim Chaluk Lamata. But this whole premise of Gag Godel Samach for Gag Katan, which doesn't come up so often, the Seif of the Mishnah, which came up many times, Chatzah Gedoyla Shenifritz Al Ketana, right? It's a theme of Masech. It's Erevin 101, literally. This comes up all the time. What's the big deal? What's the problem? L'chur, I'm allowed to carry. The Torah says you have to make an Akimta, that we're discussing only Kelim Sheshav Subotei Chabayis. So as it's Negeya to Kelim Sheshav Subotei Chabayis, that's where it's going to be Negeya, it's going to have a din of a Karmelis. So it's very interesting. The Chatzah Ketana is going to have a din of a Karmelis with regards to Kelim Sheshav Subotei Chabayis, but it's not going to have a din of a Karmelis with regards to Kelim Sheshav Subotei Chatzah. Because Kelim Sheshav Subotei Chatzah, I can do whatever I want with. I can carry it to this Chatzah, I mean, I can carry it to the next Chatzah, I can jump around with it, as long as I can go it's fine. According to Reb Shimon, you can go under, over, and get it to the other side of the city if you have to. But the point is that this Mishnah, obviously, of Chatzah Gedoyla Shenifritz Al Ketana, and the status of Karmelis, that the chotzer ketana has, this is only negeya kelim sheshavsu b'toich habayis. But as in negeya kelim sheshavsu b'toich chotzer, this halacha is not going to be true, and that's pashit. Either way, zok to gemara. Lomelei the misni tarti. The Mishnah told us this halacha of gedoyla shenifritzu l'ketana, and the difference between the way we view the gedoyla and the way we view the ketana, both regarding a gag gadol that was samach l'gag katan, and with regards to a chatzah gedoyla that was nifritza of the chatzah ketana. The Gemara says, why do I need it twice? Meaning, why did the Mishnah have to tell it to me by a gag? Why did the Mishnah have to tell it to me by a chatzah? It's the same underlying principle. Gag and chatzah are very, very synonymous. So l'chura, why do I have to tell it to me twice? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. I'll tell it to you alibe de rav, and I'll tell it to you alibe de shmul. So again, which rav and which shmul? There's a lot of ravs and shmuls in perikol gag. So we're going back to the very beginning of the perik, where we had a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, according to the Chachamim, they now let it carry migag legag. Do we say that as a result, you can't even be metal to yoysa midalat amas on any individual gag or not? And the Gemara said, what is a talion? It's talion whether or not you say good asik mechitzais, the mechitzais she'eino nikaris. So without going into that machloikis in a very detailed way, but that was a machloikis. A machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, whether you say good asik mechitzais, the mechitzais she'eino nikaris. Rav said no, Rav was machmer. He said, you don't say good asik mechitzais, the mechitzais she'eino nikaris. Shmuel was mekel, and Shmuel said, you do say good asik mechitzais, even the mechitzais she'eino nikaris. So the Gemara says, you want to know why we're equating gag to chatzir, it's the agav urchni. Get involved in that shayla. So the Gemara, the Rav, according to Rav, Ketani Gag Dumi the Chatzah. Mishnah wanted to tell me that a Gag is like a Chatzah. Ma Chatzah Minkur Mechitzta. Just like a Chatzah's Mechitzta is always Nicker. Av Gag Nami Minkur Mechitzta. So to a Gag's Mechitzta is also have to be Nicker. Meaning, the only time you'd be allowed to carry in the Gag Godoil, according to Rav, is going to be if the mechitzas are nicker. But if the mechitzas are not nicker, so you can have a problem. Because you need mechitzas anikaris. If you have no mechitzas on, if you have mechitzas on top, that's a mechitzas anikaris. And if you don't have mechitzas on top, you're going to have to somehow slap imaginary mechitzas from the bottom. You're going to do that with good asik mechitzas. Rav says you can't work with a good asik mechitzas unless the mechitzas anikaris. So at the end of the day, you can work out the math, but you're going to need mechitzas anikaris. Either just good old-fashioned mechitzas anikaris, or at least on the bottom from the roof, I could see the mechitzas that I'm using, I'm yanking up via gadasik mechitzas. So how did the Mishnah tell me that the only time you're allowed to carry in the gaga gadol is if you have mechitzas anikaris, by comparing it to a chatzah, because a chatzah has mechitzas anikaris. Ulishmul, according to Shmuel, who holds you actually don't need mechitzas anikaris. So you know what the Mishnah's coming? Tell me just the opposite. Gag dumi the chatzah. Ma chatzah the kodar sila rabim. Just like a chatzah, people, they trample, right? People go from one chatzah to another chatzah. That's the assumption. Af gag nami kodar sila rabim. So too, gag is talking about where it was kodar sila rabim. Which halach of gag? The halach that the gag cut on is going to be aser, because it's nifritz b'meloy l'makam aser. It's only if people actually walk from gag to gag. Because if people didn't walk migag l'gag, so then you're going to have a good asik mechitzos on the wall that separates the two gagin, and as a result, it's not going to be nifritz b'meloy l'makam aser. This was Shmuel Shita in the beginning of the parak, who said that even when you have mechitzos sheni nikaris, you say good asik mechitzos. So Rav holds you need mechitzas anikaris. Shmuel holds you don't need good mechitzas anikaris. They're each coming to prove their opinion or at least make their sheet to work in the Mishnah. You want to know why the Mishnah equated gag to chatzah? According to Rav, to teach me the mechitzas anikaris. What's unique about a chatzah? Mechitzas anikaris. Oh, you need mechitzas anikaris. For what? For the heter in the Mishnah. What was the heter in the Mishnah? The gag gadol. The only time the gag gadol is going to be mut is if you have mechitzas anikaris. Shmuel holds that you don't need mechitzas anikaris. You say good asik mechitzas even if the mechitzas are not anikaris. You want to know why the Mishnah equated gag to chatzah? To tell me something else. A chatzer has mechitzas anikaris, that's true. But another unique thing about chatzer is the people that are darsi berabim, they go from one to the other. So the Mishnah is coming to tell me that the only time the gag katan is going to be mutter is when it's darsi berabim. Because if it was loy darsi berabim, then you're going to say godasik mechitzas. What happens if it's darsi berabim? So that knocks out the godasik mechitzas, like we saw in the beginning of the parak. Once it's darsi berabim, you can't say godasik mechitzas. Godasik mechitzas is only if it actually serves as a bona fide wall. But if it doesn't serve as a bona fide wall, then you can't say good asik mechitzas, right? Just like you can't say good achas mechitzas, where the gediyim are boikim ba, so too, you can't say good asik mechitzas if it's darsi beiram. It's the same svar, it's the same methodology. Good asik, good achas only works is if it actually protects. But if people are going back and forth, what kind of good asik mechitzas is it? Either way, that's why the Mishnah said the halacha by gag, that's why the Mishnah said the halacha by chatzas. Again, so what was the main point of the Mishnah? Because we're about to see what the not main point of the Mishnah is. What was the main point of the Mishnah? The main point of the Mishnah was this basic halacha, chatzah gedolah, chatzah ketana. You have a gad gadol that's samach l'gad katan. If the gadol is not nifritz b'mloya, so it's going to be mutter. The katan's nifritz b'mloya is going to have a din of a karmelis. I'm a man of shach. Either it's exposed, it's not exposed. No, it's not a man of shach. Depends on your vantage point. Are you in the ketana? You're completely exposed. Are you in the gedolah? You're not completely exposed. Hence, it's going to chap a major nafkemino in hilchas erevin. But as we're about to see, the halacha of the Mishnah is going to chapa nafkemina, not only in the laws of Erevin, but actually in many, many other areas in halacha as well. Zok de Gemar, Yosef, Rabba, Rab Zero, the Rabba bar Rav Chanan, the Gedolei Amram, they were sitting together. Rabba, Rab Zero, Rabba bar Rav Chanan, the Yosef, Abayi was sitting with the Yasfi, the Kamri, and they were saying over the following halacha. You know what they said? Shmami, Nomi, Masnisa, and you see from the Mishnah, Chiddush, that the Yurei Gedolei Biktana, the Ein Diure Ketana Bigdoila. So what does this even mean? Let's see the words first, and then we'll see how they saw it in the Mishnah and what the implications are. Diure Gedoila Bigtana, Zok Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Diure Gedoila, Rashi had a different girsa. Moishlim Bigtana. Umoishchin Oisa Etzlan. A Chatzir Gedoila that's open to a Chatzir Ketana is Moishel in the Chatzir Ketana. It rules over it. What does that mean practically? Umoishchin Oisa Etzlan. When we dan the Chatzah Gedoila, we see the Chatzah Ketana as being part of the Chatzah Gedoila. It's a Sif Katan of the Chatzah Gedoila. It's annexed to the Chatzah Gedoila. However, in the reverse, it doesn't work that way. The Ein Diurei Ketana, Moishlin Gedoila, the Moishchan Etzlan. However, the Chatzah Ketana is not Moishel on the Chatzah Gedoila, and as a result, it can't schlep it towards it. And the Gemara is now going to go through some complicated halachas, not an easy Gemara, where the Gemara is going to discuss different halachas, where depending on whether you're looking at it from the vantage point of the Chatzah Gedoila, or whether you're looking at it from the vantage point of the Chatzah Ketana, the halacha is going to be different, not in Hilchas Erev, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about, but rather in other areas in halacha based on this principle, that the Yorei Gedoila, Rashi's Girsa, Moishlin Biktana, the Ein the Yorei Ketana, Moishlin Bigedoila. But this idea, whatever this idea is, and we'll see it a little bit better in the Gemara, where did it come from? Our Mishnah. Shmami Nami Masli said, all the Amiram said this. Yosef Rabba, V'Rab Zera, V'Rabba Barav Chanon, V'Yosef Abayu Gabayu. I mean, all this is Mamish the Gedoila Yoyon. They're all sitting together. They all saw the same diak. What do you see in the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah's talking about a very simple halach in El Chazerivin. Is it Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makam Asif Am the Chatzah Gedoila Chabam Mechitza? Because I have gefufim, and the Chatzah Ketana, I don't have any gefufim. That's all the Mishnah said. That Meiron would be medayik the last line of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Chatzah Gedoila Shenifritz El Ketana, Gedoila Muteres V'Ketana Asura. You want to know why? Mipnei Shehi Kepischa Shel Gedoila. Because we look at the Chatzah Ketana as if it's the Pesach of the Chatzah Gedoila. The truth is, without complicating this, it doesn't sound like the Mishnah had to say this in order to explain the halacha of the Mishnah. We've seen the halacha of Chatzah Shenifritz B'Mloy L'Makom Ha'Asur for 90 blad already. We never really were oimid on this diuk. This is a shmuz in Erev and Daf Tzadik Beis. But it's simple because it opens up. Right? Just like we saw earlier in Kol Gagas, a roof could be nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser because it's exposed to the Rishus HaRabim. You're going to tell me the roof is the Pesach of the Rishus HaRabim? What's have to do with mipnei she'i kepischa shal gedoila? But the Mishnah added a little toisef esbir. The Mishnah said that the Chatzah Ketana isn't just exposed to the Chatzah Gedoila, Bimbalaya, but it's like the Pesach of the Chatzah Gedoila. So the Mishnah, the Gemara said the Amirah, and Rabbi, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Barav Chan, and Yosef, Abayu, Gabayu, they all got together, and they said, it sounds like Agav Urche Kamash, when the Mishnah wants to tell me something. The Mishnah wants to tell me when there's a Chatzah Ketana, Chatzah Gedoila relationship, you actually look at the Chatzah Ketana as if it's Tufel to the Chatzah Gedoila. You look at the Chatzah Gedoila as if it's Moishel in the Chatzah Ketana. U'moishchen oise etzla. As if to say the whole Chatzah Ketana is like the Pesach of the Chatzah Gedoila. It's the Proizdar of the Chatzah Gedoila. It becomes part and parcel of the Chatzah Gedoila. But when you're looking at the Chatzah Ketana as it relates to the Chatzah Gedoila, you can't see the Chatzah Gedoila as being part of the Chatzah Ketana. The Ketana is Pischa Shal Gedoila, that's what the Mishnah said. But in the reverse, it doesn't work. So it's the Ketana is going to be viewed as the Pischa of the Gedoila, but the Gedoila is not going to be viewed as the Pischa Ketana. Says the Marketza, Lamai Nafkamina. The Gemara is going to say a bunch of Nafkaminas. Number one, Gefanim B'Gedoila, in the event that there was a Gefen, he had a vineyard in a Chatzah Gedoila that was exposed to a Chatzah Ketana. So the Halacha is, Asul Ezra'ya Saktana, you're not going to be able to go and plant in the Ketana. The reason is because the Chatzah Gedoyla is Moshel in the Chatzah Ketana. We look at the Chatzah Ketana as if it's the Pesach of the Gedoyla. If it's the Pesach of the Gedoyla, it's part of the Chatzah Gedoyla. If it's part of the Chatzah Gedoyla, I have Gefanim in the Chatzah Gedoyla. How could I go now and plant in the Chatzah Ketana? It's as if I'm planting in the same Chatzah. You're not allowed to plant a Kerem together with something else. That's Kilei HaKerem 101. That's not something you're allowed to do. So ordinarily you say, what do you mean? It's a different Chatzah. So what's the problem? No, Mipneshi Kepischa Shal Gedoyla. It's not just Nifritz B'mloya L'makam Asla. The Mishnah took it a step further. The Mishnah said it's Kepischa Shal Gedoyla. It's Kepischa Shal Gedoyla. So it's literally in the same Chatzah. If it's the same Chatzah, how could I plant there? So I'm not allowed to plant there, and as a result, let's say you went ahead and you did plant. Zroah nasurim. The zroahim are going to be aser. You're not going to be able to have any anok. Because kilei akerim is aser ba'anok. Gefanim utarim. This is interesting. The gefanim, however, are going to be mutter. Why are the gefanim going to be mutter? Mamarav shach. If what you just did was a violation of the issa kalayim, because you didn't plant in a different chatzir. You plant in pischa shal gedayla. You planted in a zavis, a corner of the original chatzer, and that's why this rama asr, so the kfanim should be asr as well. So here Rashi adds that being that the chatzer gedoyla, this is a little tricky, has gefufim, because that was the case of the Mishnah, so it, and as it relates to chas erevin, for example, it had a mechitza. With regards to chas kalayim, we say that it has a mechitza as well. And we know mechitza governs chas kalayim almost as much as the governs Hilchas Erevin, right? Early in the Masechta, we saw a lot of Braisos, Toseftas, and Hilchas Kalayim in the Sugyas of Erevin, because Mechitzes plays a very important role. When you learn Sukkah, Shabbos, Erevin, Kalayim is one of the Sugyas in Shas, where Mechitza always comes up. So being that it's surrounded by a Mechitza, so the Mechitza actually protects the Gefanim, and says at the end of the day, the Gefanim, even though technically it's part of the same Chatzar, it's the flip side of the same coin. It doesn't matter, the Halach is, the Gefanim are going to be Mutter. What would be Gefanim Ketana? What would be if you had Gefanim in the Chatzar Ketana? Mutter Lizraya Sakdoila, the Halach would be, you'd be allowed to plant in the Gdoila. So this is the reverse. This is where you had the Gefanim in the Ketana, and you want to know if you're allowed to plant in the Gedoyla. Can I go now to the Gedoyla and can I plant? The answer is yeah. Why? Because over here, we're not going to say that it's the same Chatzar, because although the Gedoyla was Moshel on the Ketana, but the Ketana is not Moshel on the Gedoyla. So we don't look at the Gedoyla as if it's a Pesach of the Ketana. Another svar you could say is, because again, you have the mechitza. I mean that I have the mechitza, so what's the problem? At the end of the day, I'm planting on the other side of the mechitza. But either way, says the Gemara, this is the first nafkamina of this halacha, of looking at the ketana. Let's just take one clearer thing from this Gemara. It's not an easy Gemara. Again, I am the big on Yaakov. He's very mayrich in this Gemara. Just push b'shan in the Gemara. You have to schwitz through this Gemara a little bit, just to understand the svaras. But one thing is clear, that the Gemara is taking. And that is that as it relates to the mish, the relationship between the two chatzeres, it's not just the relationship of one chatzer that's exposed to the other chatzer. Yeah, it is that. But the Mishnah added language. The Mishnah said she kapischa shal gedoyla, that we actually look at the ketana as if it's part of the gedoyla. And being that we look at the ketana as if it's part of the gedoyla, so it's for that reason it's going to come out of nafkamina that if you have gefanim in the gedoyla, I can't plant zraim in the ketana. What do you mean? It's a different chatzer. I can do whatever I want in another chatzer. The Teretz is, it's not just viewed as a different chatzer. It's viewed as kepischa shal gedoyla. And if it's viewed as kepischa shal gedoyla, so it's for that reason it's going to be aser. Now the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to go knee deep into this kalayim part of the sugya. So we'll get back into this very much tomorrow. But for now, the Gemara continues along with other nafkaminas, and that is ishan begedoyla. The halach is that if somebody wants to divorce his wife, he doesn't have to give the get into his wife's hand, but he can put it into his her chatzer. The whole perek in the Sechtes Git and perek Azorik that talks about somebody throws a get into the chatzer of his wife. So you don't have to give it to physically, you can give it to a chatzer. There's a man dama that holds, Rashi quotes, that the only time a woman's miscareshes bekinyan chatzer is if she was in the chatzer that the get was put into. But if she's not in that chatzer, then the halach is she's not going to be miscareshes. So here's the question. What would be if a woman owns two chatzeres? She owns a chatzer ketana and she owns a chatzer gedayla. She was in one of the chatzeres and now the get was put into it. This is mamash like a minchas chinuch. And now the get was put into the other chatzer. So what's the halach? So isha begedayla, the get begetana. The woman was standing in the chatzer gedayla and the get was in the chatzer ketana. So the halach is miscareshes. She's going to be miscareshes. Why? Because She's in the Chatzah Gedayla. We look at the Chatzah Ketan as being part of the Chatzah Gedayla. So at the end of the day, the get is in her Chatzah. What do you mean? It's in the other Chatzah. No, it's Kepischa Shal Gedayla. So we actually look at it as if it's in her Chatzah. Isha Bektana, the get Begdayla. What would be if it was in the reverse? She's in the Ketana and the get's in the Gedayla. Ain't a miskereshes. Then it's not going to work. Because if she's standing in the Ketana, you want to know if the Gedayla is part of the Ketana? No, because the Ketana is not Moshal on the Gedayla. Gedayla is Moshal on the Ketana. The Ketana is not Moshal on the Gedayla. As a result, you gave it to her standing in the Ketana. If you gave it to her in the Ketana, and the Ketana is not Moshal on the Gedayla, so from where she's standing, it's as if the Get is going to be in a different Chatzah. Tzibur, big Gedayla. Well, if you had a Tzibur, they're davening, and they need a Shliach Tzibur to be Moitzi them. In the olden days, the Shliach Tzibur used to be Moitzi, the Tzibur, let's say with Chazar Sashatz, right? Keep it simple. So what would be if the Tzibur was in one Chatzar, and the Shliach Tzibur was in another Chatzar? By the way, hashtag porch minyanim, but for a whole nother day. So Tzibur b'gedoyla, the Shliach Tzibur b'ketana, and the Shliach Tzibur was in a Chatzar ketana. So the halach is Yoitzin Yedei Chayvasan. It's going to be okay. Why? Because the tzibur is in the chatzar gedayla. They schlep the shliach tzibur with them as if they have a shliach tzibur in their chatzar, because the chatzar ketana is kepischa shal gedayla. Tzibur b'ketana, shliach tzibur b'gedayla. If it was in the reverse, where the tzibur was in the ketana and the shliach tzibur was in the gedayla, then it's not going to be okay. Why not? Because over here, the tzibur is in the ketana. So how can the tzibur that's in the ketana be moishach the shliach tzibur to the ketana? The ketana is not moishel in the gedayla. We don't look at the gedayla as being part of the ketana. We look at the ketana as being part of the gedayla. Now there is one obvious question that you could really ask on the previous gemara as well. Why don't you say that if the shliach tzibur is in the gedayla and the ketana is just a part of the gedayla, so if the shliach tzibur is in the gedayla and the tzibur is in the ketana, let the shliach tzibur schlep the tzibur with him, and right, that's what the shliach tzibur sometimes does. He schleps the tzibur with him. And as a result, let him bring him with him. So if he brings him with him, it's like this. The shliach tzibur and the tzibur are all going to be together. So why shouldn't he be able to do that? So Rashi says, you saw it in these halachos. And that is, the gadol can schlep the katan. The raiv can schlep the miut. But the miut can't schlep the raiv. So the tzibur can always be moshech. This whole svara only works from the rabbin to the miut, just like it works from the chatzik gedayel to the chatzik tana, but it doesn't work from the miut to the rabbin. So if the shliach tzibur is in the ketana, you want to somehow schlep the tzibur, that's not something you could do. If the tzibur is in the gedayel and the shliach tzibur is in the ketana, so now we look at them all being one. But if the shliach tzibur is in the gedayel, even though it's the same thing, the shliach tzibur is in the gedayel, so why can't you schlep the tzibur? The Torah says because the yachin can schlep the rabbin. Similar case, tisha b'gedayel b'yachin b'ketana. What if no shliach tzibur? We just need a minion so we could have a ma'ariv. You have 9 people in the Gedayla, and you have 1 person in the Ketanah. It's Darfin. It's going to work. Why? Because you have 9 in the Gedayla, 9 is the Rabbin. The Ketanah is now an annexed portion of the Gedayla. It's also the Miut. So you can schlep it. If it's in the reverse, you have 9 in the Ketanah, 1 in the Gedayla, and it's Darfin. And finally, one last case, Tzaya B'Gedayla. This is a little tricky. What would be if there was Tzaya in the Chatzah Gedayla? Also, liquids Kriyishma B'Ketanah. You wouldn't be allowed to read Kriyishma in the Chatzar Ketana. Why? Because we say if there's Tzaya in the Gedayla and the Ketana is part of the Gedayla, so if you're standing in the Ketana, you're standing in the presence of Tzaya. Tzaya b'Ketana. If, however, the Tzaya is in the Ketana, Mutter li kriyishma b'Gedayla. Then it would be Mutter to say kriyishma in the Gedayla, and the reason is because I'm in the Gedayla, and even though the Tzaya is in the Ketana, but still, it's going to be okay. So the Rishonim, Ayin Beritva, they struggle. It sounds like the Tzaya is the equivalent of the 9. It's the equivalent of the Tzibur. It's the equivalent of the Isha in all the previous cases, right? In the world of Ikar and Tafel, who has the ability to schlep who? So the woman has to be in the Gedayla in order for her to schlep to get to her. You need the Tzibur to be in the Gedayla in order to schlep the Shliach Tzibur to you. You need the 9 out of the 10 of the Minyan in order to schlep the Tzainta with you. And you need the Tzaya in the Gedayla in order for the Halach of Tzaya to work. So I am Rishonim. That's Hashem. We will very much pick up on this note in tomorrow's daf.